V'zeh, let's just conclude the chapter. V'zeh, inyan ha'yishtach ha'vois. Shebetfilos yudches. This is the concept of the bowing down, the prostrating ourselves. During the davening of Shmoneh Esrei, the 18 blessings, Acher Kabbalah Sel Malchus Shemayim B'Dibur B'Kriyat Shema, after one has accepted upon himself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven verbally by reading the Shema, because that's the foundation of reading the Shema. The Gemara says in Brachas also Yud Gimel, when you say Echad, one needs to meditate that he is accepting Hashem's kingdom in the heaven and in the seven heavens and in the earth and in the four sides of the universe. So after he accepted upon himself this kingdom verbally by Shema, lachzer lekabel b'poyel mamish b'maisa, to accept this once again through physical deed, by physically prostrating his body to Hashem, he's physically demonstrating that he's accepting upon himself the kingdom of heaven, surrendering his ego and his identity to the authority of Hashem's reality. V'chuli, etc. Commercial cost of a makam acher, as is explained elsewhere. Let me conclude with the following story. It's an interesting story. It happened with a chassid of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe had a few chassidim who were very successful businessmen, and they traveled, or they even lived in St. Petersburg, in the capital. Although at that time, very few Jews lived there. Generally speaking, the Tsarist governments were extremely hostile to the Jewish people in very barbaric and evil ways. But there were some Jews who were very successful, and some of them were chassidim of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe had a chassid who lived in Petersburg, and thus he hung out a lot, so to speak, in the higher echelons of the city. He had close business relations with a lot of ministers, and he was invited to their homes and to their offices, and had kinship with many of them. Once he was attending a specific gathering, and the news arrived that the Tsar will soon attend. And everybody was awestruck. The ministers couldn't utter a word. They were all preparing themselves and making sure they're dressed impeccably, eagerly anticipating with every fiber of their being the entrance of the Tsar. And when he walked in, the silence that overtook the room, the chassid described, was indescribable. And the fear that was readily displayed on each of their faces was quite conspicuous. There was only one man who really didn't pay too much attention to the entire event. It was this chassid, because he had a rebbe. The Alter Rebbe, and for him, the Alter Rebbe was his king, so to speak. The Tsar meant very little to him. The Tsar noticed this. He didn't notice that the Tsar noticed it, but the Tsar noticed this. He was there, and he was calm and cool and collective, and just did his own thing, and it really didn't make an impact on him, not the Tsar coming in, and not the Tsar staying there, and not the Tsar leaving. 2 days later, one of the ministers said that the Tsar summons him for a private audience. He never had a private audience with the Tsar. I mean, nobody had a private audience with the Tsar. And he became very fearful. What can this be about? A pending decree, an accusation. For a Jew to be summoned to the Tsar usually did not mean happy, positive news. It wasn't like when the Jews get an invitation to the White House. They're all excited. And this chassid began saying tilim. All day he said tilim. The next day at the designated time he came to the palace and he sat in the waiting room awaiting the moment when they will summon him into the private chamber of the Tsar, and he was saying tilim. And he began crying and thinking about his life and preparing for the worst. And his appointment was being postponed from 1 hour to another hour. And in the meantime, he saw various ministers being summoned into the Tsar. And he watched how they were trembling, standing before the door. And that just inculcated his whole identity with even deeper fear. And finally, towards the evening, he came into the Tsar, and now he was trembling. And the Tsar looks at him and smiles, and he says, "This is how you have to stand before a king. Have a good night and a wonderful week."
Sorry I came late.
No problem.
My name is Avraham Yehoshua Ben Leah. I'm really, you know, it's an emotional illness, which doesn't make it easier for me to climb. Because with physical illness, very vain again, they think they know what they're doing. My illness, it might be fine. 8 to 10 years. Okay, it's fine. Better or worse. The technical, if you would call it, diagnosis, schizophrenia. But it's rough. It's rough. And I'm going to a doctor who's supposed to be one of the biggest doctors in the world in his field. He takes $400 a visit. The basis is fine. Now, don't ask me how I get the money, because it's not from my pocket. That's not the point. I would think that you're talking about the Tsar attack.
The Tsar of psychiatry.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
I want to welcome back Reb Naftali Kleinman with a big, tremendous mazel tov. Now he comes back as a complete man. Which beginning? Mardechai Vayi Oymanis Adasa means Mardechai trained Adasa. So otherwise it would stay hidden. Very good. You hear his pshat? By Oymanis Adasa, he Esther, he trained Adasa because otherwise it would have remained hidden. Esther. Very nice. It would have remained hidden. The skill would have remained hidden. You have to train it. Yes. That's a good question. Will daven Ma'ariv? Can we talk after Ma'ariv? Let's daven Ma'ariv. Is well a mouth of Sadiq made Lushma Fish with Sharma Spanaka. So, the fees of our statement was Amazon and Svezak. Emmas is the Emmas and Amun is the Gillis for them.
Vanachin is your Lamboy. Might need a moitier Shmana, some of the Leiden.
Okay.
This is
all
the Amen.
You got the email I sent back.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
When it showed me, I didn't ask my real question.
I'm not an expert on Google.
I know. What happened was that I felt that he's saying that all souls.
How is his book? Is it a good book?
It's a good book. It actually opened my eyes in many areas. It's just this one prat that doesn't seem to stem exactly with the way Tanya is usually taught. Say that everyone literally has the Shem within the Shem, no exceptions, all nations of the world, on and on. That's what it seems to be saying. And I don't know, I just thought, it doesn't seem to shdim the way we usually learn Tanya.
I see.
That's the problem. So I invented an alternate model to maybe explain something, but I see that what happened was that his answer focused me on the real question. The real question is, I'm trying to reconcile what he says in his book with what I'm learning in Tanya.
I hear. I see. Okay. Fine.
The
Stas Azach, jede Zach ist alle. Jede Pa'ule wird getan durch alle Nefashas. Jede Mitzvah und jede Aveda. Punkt. Der Nefesh Abahamas. Aber der Nefesh Alekis ist mislabisch in der Nefesh Abahamas. Is jeder Ingen, was fährt, etwas einer von sie, affects alle. Weil der Rebbe schreibt in Perek Mem Beis, so viele Beschaß, die Zepede in Haregel wird verbrennt, füllt es den Nefesh Alekis. In den Nefesh Asichlis, was sich mislabisch in den Nefesh Abahamas, was sich mislabisch, mamisch in dem Guff. He mentions in the Perek Mem Beis the first time. Aim all in Tanya. They're not? Name. Aber es sind nicht Stemmes. So steht in Lekut HaTeira, Parshas B'Chukaisa. Yash Gibbon Nefashas. Vanafesh HaSichlis, Yim HaMutzah, Bein HaNafesh HaLekis, and Nafesh HaBahamas. I got my mutsa. As if they could have taken it, yeah. Is the Rebbe Rashab schreibt in Anat, Tafrish and Tans, as a red schreibt be klolos, aber be prati is yesh gimu. As if they for was der Monte des nicht bis pedig mein Beis, das weiß ich nicht. Ich weiß nicht. Im Monofschach. Ich will mir das verstehen. Ich weiß nicht, Punkt.
Aber der Punkt ist, wie sie, how is the mensch
related to the... Seichel. Bei ihm sagt es, in Perikid Beis sagt er das, der Meiach darf machlut sein. Meiach schaut in der Lef. Der Meiach, das ist der Nefesh HaSichlis.
Okay, so jetzt, beschaß am Mensch, hat den Mewicke. Also
ist ja so, wer der und wer der machlut? The mind is machlut. Seichel. Nein, it's a separate seichel. That's a nefesh hasichlus. That is the hechlich of nefesh hasichlus. And nisht is the chnishtak in b'chira. The nefesh hasichlus versteht beide sides. Beide
the nefesh hasichlus
is machlut.
It is the machlulas. It is the
understands both sides,
yeah,
and has to make a decision. What you're going to do right now, the seichel, your seichel will decide. The Eibishter was belept Allah, the Eibishter. Nein, the Eibishter. From the Eibishter's Chayis. The Zalba was belept the Shamayim. Aber der Nefesh HaSichlis, nein. Wer geht reist in Nefesh HaSichlis? Klippa Sneika. Ja, war der Seichel Shabbat Moyach? Ja, war der Seichel Shabbat Moyach? Ja. The mind. Das ist ein Lubisch in the brain. The Meise is, es wird sehr kompliziert, weil der Nefesh Shabbat Hamas hat doch kein Chabad. Und der Nefesh alle kisse doch kein Chabad.
Aber
der andere nicht Chabad. Der Nefesh ist nicht der Chabad. Das ist kompliziert. Verstehst? Der Nefesh Abba Hamas hat doch nutzt doch kein Chamay. Hat doch kein Chamay. Ist doch ein Nefesh. Der Mind von Nefesh Abba Hamas tut zwei Sachen. Also hier steht in Tanya Perek Vav. Sie gefühlt ist, wie sie kann normal sein, der Teivis. Wie? Und nicht zu matztig sein, Tivus. The Nefesh HaSichlis is objective. We're not going to give it up. We're not going to give it up. But the Nefesh HaSichlis wird angriff in Klippe. Weil Kedusha ist ein Scheich.
Is
und durch dem auf Nefesh HaBahamas. Der Wissen ist ein ganzer Meime von Friedrich Rebben auf dem. Sehr schöner Meime. So heißt Chaviv Adam Shanivle Bezalem Tovshin Beis. Gib mal guck, der ganze Maime ist auf dem. Es ist Maas Bezeye Bariches. Punkt, was hier der Nefesh ist. Chaviv Adam Tovshin Beis. the nachid asicha of the maimer was the masbe the maimer. We got the sicha schelik to swav parshas noyach. The ganze sicha of the maimer. Der maimer and der sicha zeh verstandig the dreine parshas. Zeh masbe zeh grundig. Das ist ein guter Scheil und der Rieber trachtige, dass das, was der alte Rebbe sagt, ist nicht. Warum sie nicht negieren und Tanja zu wissen, an der Seichel ist ein Nefesh? Für was sie negieren ist ein Nefesh? Weil das ist doch nicht gehen ganz Tanja. Also du hast die Persönlichkeit von aller Kuss. Ein Zierkäumer von aller Kuss. Aber bei Psandik wird das der Zierkäumer, was belebt hat. Der Nefshabaham ist wert Keli für den Nefshalikis. Der Nefshabaham ist, aber der ja, aber der Baham ist schon ein anderer Seite Bahami. Weil mit dem versteht man zwei Sachen. Erstens, wie man kann man hapig sein, der Nefshabaham ist. Der Nefshabaham ist ein Mensch. Mit Meichen, mit Middes. Es ist nicht glatt, ob es am Schiche. Es ist eine Persönlichkeit. Nein, es hat mir weiß, dass es da ein Nefesh Abraham ist, versteht man, wie man kann behandeln mit einem Nefesh Abraham. So ein Avede genug ist in anderen Wörtern. So ein Nefesh Bechanach sein. Leidach Kisse, der Nefesh Alekis, versteht uns, dass Yid, hat nicht einmal Meshichit zu Gedusha. Er hat da ein Mensch, was in Yonne ist Gedusha, was lebt in Bemele sein Seichel kann werden Elikus, sein Middes kann werden Elikus. Ajetze, du bist ein Mensch, du bleibst ein Mensch, hast da mal Schiche zu tun, gute Sachen. Man sagt doch eine andere Sache, also Ajid hat eine ganze Personality, was ist göttlich. Der Chachm ist göttlich, und der Binne ist göttlich, und der Chesed ist göttlich, und der Gewur ist göttlich. Und das darf werden der Mahus sein. Es ist ein anderer, der Herr, was er ein Mensch kann werden. Das ist ein zweiter Chilik. Nachher der dritte Chilik, ich vergesse, ich habe mal geben ein Schirr auf dem. Die drei Chilukim, sie haben gesagt, die Eitze Tevi zu Haaret, sie haben gesagt, die Sofpedic Tess. Ist da in den Albums. Der letzte Schirr auf Pedic Tess ist gewendet. I don't remember. Zweite Pedic habe ich gerade wegen Afrisch an Sichlis Bariches. Der erste, zweite Pedic, was ein Pedic, was ein ganzer Meisse mit dem Rambam und der Bechaie und der Doss. Is a machwestig, it's a ena for drain, I don't remember. Perik Beis, Yamat of Machinat Paris in Afshah Sichlis. It's a very complicated, it's a nishta. It's a grace of a chlik, so the shayna. The Rambam tines are the ena for. Under the tines, the Avenezer tines are the drain of fashes. The Rambam lacht from them. The Rambam hept on Shmeina Prakim, Daasha, Nefesh, Achasi. Die Psukim ist. Yes, nicht. Das ist ein Possek. Ein Neuchas am Lekach ist ein Possek. Das ist ein Possek in Yishai. Der Kiruchi will von der Yate von der Shamas an Yisis. Das ist ein Tier. Nein, nicht der Rambam ist echt. Der Nefesh hat drei Keuches Klollis. Der Avenezer sagt sie drei Nefosches. Der Rambam sagt sie drei Keuches. Keuch HaSichli, noch der Keuch HaTivi, noch der Keuch HaGufni. Aber der Alte Rebbe verkehrt, man hat immer das Alte Nefesh HaBahamis, dass sie nicht negiert. Er füllt uns ein...
Ist ein Mal, was er wird, der Nefesh HaBahamis. Das der Nefesh Mekis hat sich um mehr. Aber es ist nicht bestimmt der Nefesh Mekis arbeitet noch. Okay, das ist doch nicht der Ofti. Der Ofti ist der Nefesh
Mekis. Alle arbeiten in Alt. Es sind nicht doch kein Chilik in einem Menschen. Man kann nicht sagen, das tue ich mit der Nefesh Mekis, das mit der Nefesh Mekis. Es sind nicht diese Sachen. Es sind zu... Der Nefesh ist ein Stück geworden. Es sind nicht drei Sachen. Der Rebbe füllt ihn doch nicht gepirrt. Der Nefesh Mekis tut da weh dich.
wie war der dort der Nefesh Elokis? Er ist dort, wie man sagt,
der Alte Rebbe sagt doch in Tanya, so per ich auf da, das man hat Reishu shal melech, am links ist er ein in, von was ist das? Er kann sich nicht abteilen. Sie kommt nicht mit Zadir, aber sie kommt zu ihr. Er sagt, heuße Beamne, Teyes Baruch, aber heuße Beginn ist Galus Mammer, sie kennen nicht den Weg von Galus. Als der Nefesh Beamnes geht er ab, geht sie er ab. Sie will es nicht, sie schreit verkehrt, aber... verkehrt, das sagt er doch in meinem Beta, das ist der Gelijk von der Eberste mit den Faschis. The nefesh all the kisses malubish in the gov b'meila when the epis writes some gov fetches to the nefesh. The Eber says malubish in the welt, but when the right epis in the welt, where does it not sound? That's what we want nefesh to say. It's an interesting point, man bezes. We have to understand what's in Perek man bezes, the mantra is the nefesh to say. It's a question. I don't know. I can't remember what's in the beer. The first time.
I was in the middle of the nefesh to Bahamas, the middle of the nefesh to kiss. But
Nein, er sagt doch, dass er das in der Tee weg. Was ist der Gilik? Sie kennen seine Gamaia, nur sie kennen sie nicht, weil deine Menschen. Sie kennen sein, ja. Aber sie steht, der Teufel bei Klippe Snege ist niedriger wie der Teufel bei Gdusche. Was wird gewendet, der Chilak, fragst du? Der Ave von sein, der Stacke von der Nefeshah Lekis, der Stacke von der Nefeshah Bahamas. Ich weiß nicht. Ist da mit der Chilukke, ich weiß nicht, auf mein Eien sein. Aber es ist sicher ein Hechere, so ein Teuf. Es ist mehr selfless. Es ist mehr nicht sich. Von dem, der Teuf, der Benege, das Guffe, wo sie wird nicht Arif mit Ra, weiß das, als man hat Chilis, das ist ein Niedrige, der Teuf. Der Teuf von Nefesh Elokis, wird ich mich nicht Arif mit Ra. Das ist ein Hechere, so ein Teuf. Es steht, was der Chilukke, sich darf mein Eien sein. Es ist so, das ist mehr Dialog, es ist mehr Dialog, es ist weniger selfish. Ich sehe dir mal sein. Also ich stehe bis Schwedisch, es ist nicht mein Chiddisch. Ja, ich weiß nicht, das ist sicher. Dann wird sie gekocht in dem, ja. Nicht bei allen. Ich sehe dir mal sein, um keinen haben, der in dir. Ligamayu is, ich hab's gesagt, ja, mal, es ist sehr eine normale Sache, Ligamayu. Meiste Menschen wollten gesagt, dass alle tun als Ligamayu. Sie klappt nicht etwas anders. Sie ist nicht kein Insult, Ligamayu. Es ist eine normale Sache. Ja, denen, man tut was sich, das ist so viel und gut. Na, der Gute, der Gede von einem guten Mensch ist, also er fühlt gut von Tantevis zu Menschen. Der Zweite fühlt gut von. Aber er war da, er fühlt gut, ich meine.
Aber Parah meint nicht, wie so mit der Stamm.
Ja, das ist doch. Ich habe gerade einen Brief von einem, aber er schreibt mir, als er hat Goyische Chavedem und es gedruckt in einem Goyische Magazin, als Chabad, der Miyasset von Chabad, sagt, dass Goyim seine Scheich zu Teif. Schreibt mir, er lebt in Pittsburgh, er ist ein Goy. Schreibt mir, also er kennt ein Sachelbavitsch ist persönlich und ich lebe nicht, als er mir jasset wird gesagt, dass er Sachel auf Goyim. Das ist ein Nein. He knows a lot of Lubavitch. He doesn't believe that the founder of Chabad would say such a thing about Goyim. So he wants to know if it's true. Why is he writing to me? I don't know how he got my address. I don't know. The Meisters had Chastan gehad mit a jüdische Frau und seine Kinder sind Jiden. Aber er ist ein Goy, er geht jeden Sonntag zu den Neuzern. Er ist ein Neuzeri, er ist ein Christ. Er lebt in Eserisch. Aber seine Kinder sind Jiden und er ist ein gewollt Schmad nicht. Aber er glaubt nicht, dass der Alte Rebbe wollte es gesagt. Ich bin gern verdammt, ich habe ihm gesagt, wo sie eben es gekragen haben. Und ich habe ihm gesagt, was er anmeint dort. Und sie nicht zu sehr eine normale Sache. Der Alte Rebbe sagt nicht, der Alte Rebbe sagt, Sachakel als Goyim sind normale Menschen. Und er sagt, dass Jiden seinen Hobbit in sich erkehrt, zu sein nicht normal. Er sagt, Goyim sein normal, Mann, was willst du? Der alte Rebbe wurde sich gesagt auf Jiden, ich bin ein Stock in ein goyischer Psycholog, was sagt er anders?
The numbers prove it also.
Ah?
The numbers indicate that.
Stock in ein goyischer Psycholog, was sagt
er?
So, it's in a stock in ein goyische Psychiater, so was er schreibt anders. Ah? Das ist ihm nicht geart. Das ist ihm, danach hab ich meister gewesen. Also, in einem anderen Ort schreibt Alte Rebbe, als ich sitte um es sei, um seine nicht scheich zu da. Ihr Mädel hat Chilin, ein stock in Chilik. Er gewinnt sehr zufrieden. Der Alte Rebbe hat sich gedacht, da reinlegen, als er gleich in Peter Kalef, als alle Schluchen, was gibt mir schon hier in Tanja, geben dich alle in Peter Kalef. Meistens ist es da meistens.
Es
ist ja gewinn ein Problem. Es steht nicht um Asylum. Es geht auf beiden zu Akkum.
Er
hat geschrieben um Asylum.
Es geht
auf beiden zu Akkum. Für was? Vor allem in Russland ist es für Zahlen, ich gewinn öfter, ich habe immer mal alles. Ich gewinn neu zu dem. Aber er hat geschrieben um Asylum. Es ist ja gewinn Zensur. Mit übergedrückt, wenn man mit Teilen der Tanja zu Italien ist ein Professor, der das gelingt, hat geschrieben einen Brief zum Leben, wie kann der alte Leben schreiben es? Als ich das erzählt, ich weiß nicht, ob es anders hat der Rebbe geantwortet, als der alte Rebbe geredet wegen der Goyim von seiner Zeit. Der Goyim von seiner Zeit ist sein Gewinn in der Beginnung, in der Scheue mit der Ratsche mit das. Ich habe gehört, dass der Rebbe nach dem gesagt zu Gershom Mendel Garelik, und das habe ich ihm geantwortet. Der Emmer ist das Heinz ein sehr ärger. Also das zählt man, ich weiß. See, I don't know, I'm pushing on vacant. Aber was fragst du Stamm?
Yeah,
cult.
Yeah.
You're asking
said to uncloud the mind and to feel awe of Hashem and also to have prophecy.
Not, no, I wasn't talking about having prophecy.
You did say something.
No, I cared. You also understood that I was saying how you achieve prophecy. No. This is not verkehrt. I'm trying to say that he's not trying to say that. You don't have to become a prophet.
Why not?
You don't have to. What do you need it for?
Why not? I'd love to talk to Hashem.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen, so don't have the expectation.
It might happen. Why not?
Say that.
You put me away.
Just don't count on it. Don't count.
Okay, you were saying to clear the mind.
Meditation is not to become a prayer. Meditation is
to have awe of Hashem.
Yeah. To experience Hashem's reality. Not that he's speaking to you. Not that he's speaking to you or giving you messages.
Okay. But you're talking a lot about prophecy and stuff.
No, negating it. I said that the chapter doesn't come to tell people how to become prophets. Or to how to reach Ruach HaKadosh. That's not what he's coming to do. It's to come to tell people how to have a personal relationship with Hashem. To feel that he's real, that you're talking to somebody. Not how to become a prophet. That's a higher level.
I think the word meditation has wrongfully been applied.
Right.
Mystical
experiences. Right. You're right.
Meditation is
I meant meditation.
Focus thinking.
Contemplation. You just think about something for a while. One thing.
We don't do that anymore.
Now most people don't do that. He's right. The term meditation today, people associate with experiencing a supernatural revelation. That's not what Alter Rebbe is talking about.
So you take a subject and you meditate on it?
You take not any subject, not algebra.
Why not? You take algebra, but even there, just to show you the concept that you rarely think about something for 15 minutes.
You never, nobody does. Take something, not to Torah Stam. That's learning Torah. He's not talking about that. To meditate about godliness. But to think about something for a while is a very rare phenomenon. Most people don't do it.
What
just to think about it for thinking about it, not for anything else. The art of focusing on a specific topic. For example, you think about the fact that he discusses how Hashem fills the entire world. Think about it. What the Alter Rebbe says about it, how he explains it. You think about your soul of a Jew, the soul of a Jew. The Alter Rebbe says that's how you excavate the soul and you reveal the Eitzer of Yerushalayim. People who do it say it works.
Why don't you do it?
How do you know I don't do it?
You said people that do it say it works.
I also do it.
You used to do it?
No, I do it. I try to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course. Really? Yeah.
I think nowadays everything that we do in a positive way is a result of some kind of work and effort.
I mean, you know, it's very hard to do it. It's not an easy thing. Everything fights you. Everything is against you, including the shul, the rabbi, the chazan. Everything is against you in today's Judaism. But you know what I mean? It's not like you have exactly
you meditate a lot
the pizza shop.
What
do you want to say? Okay.
It's a different style.
Yeah.
Trying to
rent
you, but I just want to say thanks for the efforts, the wedding.
My pleasure. Good night.
Cult of you. Yeah. I know what busy means, and I know the efforts.
You're very welcome.
It was very helpful. Oh. Fueling some of the insanities that I was pushing myself on. That was pretty much. I was operating at the edge.
At the critical mass?
For a while, especially on this issue. But in peace. I don't know if it was discussed in the last program, but I think this parak is incredible. I don't know. It might be continuous from previous themes, but it deals with, I think, a lot of common. There's a certain confusion. When you clarify it, it becomes very clear in such a simple way. You know, it seems so simple. But the choice of words that the author ever uses, this confusion, that typically your immediate response when such type of talk in relation to a brainwashing, also in relation to are we creating the reality? It's only a figment of our imagination. Those are these kind of psychological obstacles to accept what Alfred was saying.
You're saying one obstacle is brainwashing, another obstacle is.
Because that's really what he's describing. It's a paradox. You take a thought, you think about it a thousand times. Still, it will be there.
And I
can do that to the biggest nonsense. Wow. If you would get yourself to be okay, you make yourself.
That's what cults do.
That's right.
They suppress your individuality.
So
how you?
So
what do you say?
Anybody that ever read or had something about it will say this is brainwashing.
No.
And so God, the basic truth here that Alter Rebbe is delivering is this is what the Alter Rebbe is promoting.
So what's your response to that?
It makes it clear over here. It's the way you're.
That.
That it's not basic, that's not where it begins. It begins with the first 30 prophets. Alter Rebbe didn't touch this in Parakala. Because then he would be seeding you. The entire basis of your attachment would be that you're mevatel your identity. And you're accepting a certain truth and you're practicing it, and that's brainwashing. This is totally unacceptable. The first 30 prakim deal with severe a recognition of the reality in the Chabad method. So that both that it's a reality independent of you, the issue is just that you have to, but even this is a perception. You know, it's kind of, you're brainwashing yourself to see it that way. But it was done through Chabad throughout all the prakim. Through a critical analysis,
right.
critical in the sense of critiquing, critical thinking. So the first 30 prakas is bit loyalness, a yeshmeayin. These are the points of contemplation in a seichel manner, which is a very intellectual process. Only now, but here the issue is that if you think about it at this point, you will come to this conclusion I'm telling you here. The issue is how do you make it a routine in your life so that you're not distracted by all the other things around you.
Very good. Very good. You're saying he doesn't begin with this. That you should just start training yourself to think about it.
By the time you think about that, if you would think, and if you have 3 hours a day to contemplate, you will through seichel come through all of it, you will connect to this.
Very good.
As we've done in the first 30 prakim.
That's good. But I don't remember, I didn't say this. Why did he say I said it?
That's what I heard.
Okay.
No, I would have missed the flow in the parrot.
When today?
No, it was a shambles. And I felt to express it from a student's side. Certain truths about the...
It was all right for say that. It was your Sheva Brach. It wasn't a gate to talk about the Shir Tanya.
I'm saying what was disturbing to me. We couple of times and I had to try to push it out of my mind because it bothered me so much.
It was a very nice Sheva Brach.
But it doesn't happen by itself.
It was a good energy. Okay, say
it. Expect it happen by yourself.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
This was one of the good in the parrot. It was a brave feeling in what Dalthorpe was doing. Another piece was.
How he does it. Yeah.
Very critical. I'm saying in the baboon that are out there in the world, students of philosophy, and I say students, not masters. Masters, you don't quite know what they really believe. They're selling something. But the students, one of them, and when you get impressed by terminologies and you don't go a step further, that's the issue of, it's God our. Are we making him? Are we making him or is he making us? Here we're making him. Again, it's very highly perceptive, touching the perception, which is scary, frightening to your students. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to come to this. And the Levushim touched that a little bit because he's saying, Dalthorpe is kind of telling you, no, that you cannot have a relationship to him in the purely abstract. That's when you're playing games with your mind. In other words, your student of philosophy will say, this is Hakir, is God real? Is he not real? Am I creating him? Is he creating me? But yet when it comes to the sun in the sky, you don't have a doubt there. Why don't you say, is the sun a figment of my imagination? Or is it real and it's just affecting me? The tak, if you're talking about God as God, it's as fake as you want to make it, or it's as real as you want to make it.
Very interesting what you're saying.
What he's trying to get you is that, all in the end, you're going to have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the start, because that is real to you. Here, you don't sit in a philosophy class saying, is it real? Although those aren't discussions. Is the world real or not real? But not really. So you can talk it, but you're not really bothered by it.
People feel the world is real.
This is an Brooklyn College, we have this required philosophy course. So there's like 100 students. All majors have to take it. It's called a core curriculum. You got to take at least one course in music, art, so that you get well-rounded. So in these courses, everyone, it's the larger classes, because all majors have to take it. So you have your philosophy. This is philosophy, but it's an auditorium with 75 students. And the text was sample pieces from throughout the ages of the various philosophers' works. And one of them is I think therefore I am. That's in the discussion of reality. Is the world real? Is it a dream? That's the word. Is it a dream? There's a couple of discussions on this. Is it a dream? And I'm looking, and everyone had to break up in groups and to discuss it, and then we come back to the lecture and come up with our positions on it. And like one day, like after the class, if it was one of these type of sessions, I was like thinking, I was looking at all these 75 people. It was a great session for an hour. But no one, when they wake up in the morning, is really bothered by any of those questions that came up, whether the world is real or not, because I'm hungry and I have to eat cereal, and I'm not less any less hungry by the fact that I'm telling myself that
the world is a dream. That's good. It doesn't make you less hungry. But if you could say that God is a dream, then it makes you less religious.
Right. But in here, the Alter Rebbe is not dealing with God in the abstract.
It's physical.
You got to see it through the sun. Because there, the sun
is real.
You're not doubting if you're fantasizing or...
Very good. That's good.
Because he's making it very clear. You can see the king only through...
The body.
Through the body. That was the most powerful line. Chiddush, at least, from someone that supposedly is talking abstract.
Right. No, you're turning it around. The Pashtus he's trying to say here that the soul of the king impacts you in the same profound fashion as though you have seen it physically. But you're bringing out another point.
You
watched
the words.
No. Day the iyas hasech.
I was hit by it. I would have said it differently. If I was just making that, if I was just selling that thing or making like a muscle, I would have said it.
Okay, you're just reading in a little more depth. It's fine. I agree with what you're saying.
It's congruent with the theme.
Yeah, no question. He wants to say a Jew comes to him and says, "Ich sei garnished. Ich sei garnished. How do you want it should impact me?" So Alter Rebbe says, "One second. Does that, yeah."
That's by the Afshu Validei Slavshis. That's what there it seems. Even although it's,
I see you saying
it
the
says here, the impact.
You see, in the beginning, he's trying to say something else. He's trying to say it's kacha yeshlelidus. Not kacha, he could be there, but kacha yeshlelidus.
You think like he's trying to squeeze and trying to sell you something. The vav shehu, he's trying to like make it now similar. But his wording is because.
Interesting what you're saying.
I'm finishing up the bittel. Is the bittel of the sub?
Right.
Tzvashamayim.
No.
That's how we can see it. The fact that it's subordinate and behaving in its.
So what's your kasha?
Why the focus on shkia, which means I see that same, I can see the same reassign in the zrich.
But shkin is doch bemeidev.
That's what I'm asking. So why the focus on shkia?
This came in for you today, and that same Goldstein guy.
Yeah.
Tuesday, 3.
So I'll pick you up. No, Maya, I sent this to you. I want that you should see it. You read it? Stop. I got it on the email, so I have to fax it. It's a nice letter. I hear what you're saying. But that's a kashrut on the Gemara. The Gemara says it. What's after with the Tanya? The Gemara says it's far Shemayim.
The theme. You're right. I'm referring to the sensation of that.
I'm leaving you guys here. I'm going to leave. The door is locked in the front.
Nach davon.
Turn the combination. Other things alive. Nicha shemach dalam.
Same.
Thank you. Put the granite. It's getting gone for the chasen. You know going.
Who's gone?
Gone with the shame. Both of your neighbors.
Chmeist.
Okay.
Why are you asking me? Because the sun is not setting, really. Is that your question? The sun is not
based
setting.
Based on the message, what the Alter Rebbe is bringing out from it.
No.
So that is seen. Equally in the Zrich.
Why? The Zrich is in Mizrach, the Shechin is in Mayrev.
Why is Shechin in the Mayrev?
Whatever, West is the divine presence.
But the expression of the Shemesh, the Shkia.
Yeah. He says, because the Shechin is in Mayrev and the sun is always going towards Mayrev. I have another question. The question is, why, when it finishes its Maidav, it's going towards Mizrach. Is it not?
No.
Why not?
No. It's not in relation to you, the observer.
Only in relation to the observer, you mean?
So you're talking about a reality, like you're looking at it from the outside. But that's not what you're attaching to.
But even the relation to observer, somebody who lives...
For him, it behaves the same way.
It's east and west?
Yeah.
Because of the international date line, you mean?
No. The question is how far east and how far west. But it's east. It's east of north, or east of south. Even New York, where, let's say, 40 degrees in the northern hemisphere. The sun doesn't rise. Let's say this is... east, west, north, south. The sun doesn't rise in the east. If there's north and south, we're in the northern hemisphere. The closer you are up north, it's east, but closer to the north.
Right.
So the sun rises actually there, northeast, in the northern hemisphere, and sets not exactly west, but south of west. No, just that one.
But from every observer, the sun is always rising east, from the east, right? There's no ladach.
East or east north or east south, depending on which. It rises exactly east at the equator, and a certain amount of degrees.
Now, what makes this east and this west? I mean, you could say this is east. What I mean? What absolute terms?
That relates to the same thing.
Why is Japan east and...
But here there's a different thing. Even the observer, it's not all day... Well, all day it goes towards west. But the first part of the day, it's actually rising. It's not setting. It's not in setting mode all day. It's not like it starts from the
top
and sets.
No, but he means it's moving towards west. That's what he means. I don't care if it's rising, but it's moving.
So what you're saying is...
But am I something else? Who made these terms, east and west? I mean, say east is America and Japan is west. I mean,
that's a more general question because the things that are fixed, relatively fixed, is not. We're operating east and west in Torah, Kachi Kodesh and Mizrach.
Awesome.
But the things that have a reference point on the planet is really north and south. That's what's ironic. Because
the axis
of rotation.
Right.
North and south have planetary reference points.
Okay, but once you know north and south, you know east and west.
So that's what I'm saying. East and west is all relative to north and south.
So north and south are absolutes.
Not absolutes. They have some. There's indicators on the planet. You have something that you could reference. There is a point of reference that
between
you can call
north
the north pole. There's a behavior, you're observing something
that's different
that happens at the North Pole.
But you can call that the West Pole, I mean.
No.
Why not?
Because you don't have any. Based on what? What's your frame of reference that you're going to call east? It's all.
I just need a division.
But your point of reference that you can call true east is the midway between north and south, because you have no point of reference. Nothing is happening at east.
So the fact they call north north, that itself is a chiddush. We could have called northeast.
Fine, that's but that's just the word. But it would mean the same thing.
You mean the Indian? I mean, the reason Mizrach is called Mizrach is because Zich, and Erev is because night. By Erev, Harev Shemesh,
the
sun
sets. The word means something.
So I'm saying it. Apparently, in other words, it was established the people that were living in Israel or around Israel.
That's it. That's what I was just thinking.
And they that looked at the
us,
sun.
Our point of reference, the true east, is that at that latitude, at the equator, wherever the sun rises, that is my point of reference. That is the east. And north and south is 90 degrees away from that.
And that's why you know it's Yisrael, when the time of Bnei Yisrael, when the sun has risen, that became Mizrach.
That's the point. And that's the point of
God. It says that Shchin is b'mayiv as eishtet.
Yes, what you're saying is at least here in Tani, he's not referring to that piece of it. He's saying that based on what it said. So,
but he makes a whole cheshbon on it that when you see, look at the sun, you see the big mishtachava. You see the bit
malo. So I see the ishtachava and it's rising also.
Why do you see ishtachava?
Because it's behaving according to its program. So you see the bittel.
But he's not bringing out that. He's bringing out the bittel to the shchina. Behaving according to the program, that's in the pnim of the tanya. In the Agai is talking a lower level. In the pnim of the tanya, you recognize the melech in the levush. You look at the sun, you say, whoa, this sun is in motion. Tanya's talking a lower level.
So then you don't understand the Gemara, period. Why is Shekhinah b'mayir? Is there such a thing? Shekhinah is more b'mayir than the Mitzvah?
It's a machlekes in Gemara. It's a whole machlekes in Gemara.
So the whole machlekes, what kind of machlekes is it?
Yeah. Rabbi Akiva says Shekhinah b'mayir. Rabbi Shmuel says Shekhinah b'chol makam.
Oh, that's...
It's a ganz amazing.
So we have to learn the Gemara.
Brachas daf Babasa daf Chafeh. Babasa daf Chafeh. Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to build a tannery, a bursiki, on the western side of any city. So the Gemara explains why, because the Shechinah is always there. So you're not allowed to build a tannery, it gives out a negative, a bad odor. Shechinah is in Meiriv, it's always there. Yeshua ben Levi said that that's why we daven towards Maidiv. You should daven towards Maidiv. Because Tzva HaShamayim Lecha Mishtachav. And it's to Maidiv. Mara says, Rabbi Shmuel argues, and he says, Shechin is Bechal Makam. Rabbi Avo held like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishe and Rabbi Sheshes held like Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Gemara. Now, what's Pshat Shechinah B'mayriv? Parda says a very interesting thing, that Dorim, south, is Chesed. North is Gevura. The sphere of Gevura prevails there. Mizrach is Tiferes. And Mayriv, that's parallel to Mizrach, just like Tzofen is parallel to Dorim, is Malchus. Tiferes is masculine energy and Malchus is feminine energy. And Shechinah is Malchus. Shechinah is the mocker of the worlds, Knesset Yisrael, which is Shechin and the Olamis, and that's Malchus. That's Shechin, the western side, the western space of every part of the world, whether it's a relative to a city, relative to a country or to a continent or an ocean, that's where the Shechinah of there
every
is.
Every west of New York is east of some other
somewhere place. Else. So what's Pshat? It's a separate problem, the Shechin.
No, it's not such a problem. Direction. That's where I live. Yeah, that's you're messing with relative.
I'll tell you what Pshat is. Pshat is just like times of Shabbos, you know. When here it's Shabbos, somewhere else it's not Shabbos. Malchus transcends time and it manifests itself in each place according to its limitations.
Because that falls in the relativistic category, which is absolute within my
frame of mind,
within my
frame of reference,
within my field. Within my field, there is north, south, west.
And right. That's what it says in the Paradis. And that
the
shit. The
magnetism works. Things behave that way.
Mizrach is Ish, he says, Mayur is Isha, and the Shechin is by the Isha. Rachel is a Shechin, whatever. So that's it, he says, Shechin is by Mayuriv. So Machtzadik says, Chzidish of Art, Geshmak of Art. He says, where does the Shechin come out in its full splendor in the darkness? Tafka in the world, which is so dark, that's where the Shechin comes out in its full splendor. So he says every ma'ariv is symbolic of that. The darkness, the place that the sun sets, that's where the Shechina is. That's where a deeper dark of the Eibushter comes out. But b'chol eifen, al kopon ma'ariv is somehow associated with the Shechina. So the fact that the sun is gravitating in that direction. Is demonstrating a ishtachavaya of the sun. And when you see so many people being zechmishtach to one person, it affects you. Absas ezakta, yeah.
It's a statement. The fact that the sun doesn't stay out, the setting component, element of the sun cycle, the way we observe it, the setting element is a statement of its bitul. It's a statement of its of it not being absolute. So that message keeps coming out during that phase of its cycle, yeah. As we see it. Yeah. We have to just get sensitized to this symbolism within the world around us. We have to just get sensitized to this symbolism within the world around us. It's like lightning. It does something within us. So, sun setting, night, the high tide, low tide, also most definitely has an effect within us.
I see what you're saying.
Haraya, we see that by certain component, by certain subspecies of the species, there's a clear rhythm.
And what happens at night? They don't set.
No, same rhythm, same monthly cycle. We're just not in touch with it.
But the point is the Shechina b'mayiv. That's the point.
Yeah.
I'm saying subspecies have a rhythm, or what do you see in the rhythm? Ishtachavaya.
No. I'm not saying that we're going to get ishtachavaya. I'm saying that in general. That we're not working to try to sensitize ourselves.
Oh.
To be attached to the natural
cycles of life.
Of our world. Mincha ze'ez ratzen. When you're not so buried within your day-to-day things and you would be in touch with natural biorhythms, that how your certain feelings, subtle sensations, you would feel in the afternoon something different than the energy of the morning.
Right, I understand. Hivanti.
Similarly, Hivanti, that when you have your antennas up, the setting process would also... That's a message we're getting constantly. By witnessing the setting concept, just push it, setting, a major force within your world and within your
life,
just set.
I hear what you're saying.
Of these cycles, the fact that it is such, Shekhinah preceded, right? The truth of Shekhinah preceded the world. These are embodiments of these truths.
Yeah. So then the Rambam writes also that the Galgalim have seichel.
It's hard. Just because it's acting wisely doesn't mean it's a bar seichel.
It's a big pal, that's what he says.
Right, yeah. He says it very strongly. It's not that it's very hard to not to make it non-literal.
Higher than thousands of people.
It makes it very...
It's quite amazing.
But his goal may also be referring to the... the orbit, not so much the planet within the orbit. He may be referring to the forces there. The tensions.
Do we say it in Kelod, not Shabbos?
Why?
Yitzaram, Bedas, Bevinna,
Vaskal. Well, I could take it to me.
It doesn't mean on himself. No, that's not the Chiddush. Avada, everything is Yitzaram. Everything he created, Bedas. Taiva Meir Shabbat Alakeno, that Yitzaram, Bedas, Bevinna, Vaskal. Kayach Gvuda Nasim Behem, it's about them. It's the sun, whatever. A lot of things it says Shabbos, you'll say. Moitzi Chama. Vaikeya Chaloini Raki, or Moitzi Chama Mumkaima.
What are you saying there?
Whatever, same kasha. I got some machleks in Gemara. Vekei chalei miraki and beitzichama. The chama comes out of the windows of the heaven. It's windows.
The metaphors. What are we referring to with chalei? The Gemara is full of those things. They have the gizmoyos of the day where the heaven meets earth.
Rabbe b'chalei. Okay, shine. Now let's learn the Haggah, the footnote of the Alter Rebbe, that belongs a little bit earlier in the chapter, after the words you see, Kocha mamish yeshle liras Hashem, ayde ri'iya, seyne basar, bashamayim, varetz v'chol tzvam, asherein sey baruch, umalubash behem lach yaisam. So after the word lach yaisam, there's a star. Now let's conclude with learning the footnote of the Alter Rebbe, the Haggah on the side of the page. It belongs a little earlier. You see, after the word L'Hachayosam, there's a star, and that leads us to the footnote that's printed in smaller letters. The Alter Rebbe said that just as by viewing and gazing at the physical body of the king, knowing that his personality and soul is enclosed in that body, his personality impresses upon us a certain feeling that one can only get via looking at something physical and tangible. The same, one should experience Hashem via the physical world, because by gazing at the earth and the heaven, and knowing that Hashem is enclosed in it, you can perceive Hashem via the physical eye that sees the physical world, which is a garment for Hashem's reality. So the Alter Rebbe adds, "V'gam nirebiri yasayin." It's also seen with a glance of the eye. Shem p'telim la'iri yisbarach. That they, what is they? The heaven and the earth are all nullified to the divine energy. By the fact that they prostrate themselves every day towards the west at the time of their setting. As our rabbis of blessed memory commented, Al on the verse, on the whole, and the hosts of the heavens bow before you, Shashchina b'mayriv, that the Shechina, the divine presence, is manifested in Mayriv in the west. V'nimtza hence, Hilucham kalayim klapi Mayriv, their daily orbit westwards, who derech ishtachavo, bittul is a kind of prostration and self-nullification. Now, gam mishaleiro es hamelech meyolam veinim akiriklal. Even he who has never seen the king and does not recognize him at all, afal pikein, nevertheless, kishenich naslechatzer hamelech, when he enters the royal court, v'royes sarim rabim v'nichbadim ishtachavim li'ishechad, and sees many eminent nobles prostrating themselves before one man, tipele lov aim of a fachad, there will fall on him a dread and an awe. And so too, the Alter Rebbe is saying, the self-nullification before the Shechina, demonstrated by the awesome creatures such as the celestial bodies, ought to strike and inculcate in one's heart a certain awe and fear of the Shekhinah of Hashem. What is the Alter Rebbe saying here? The Alter Rebbe is quoting a Gemara. The Gemara is in Baba Basra, Daf Chafei, Amar Aleph. Quite an interesting Gemara. The Mishnah quotes there the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who said that Ein Oisin Bursiki B'Ma'arava. You're not allowed to, a city is not allowed to build a tannery on its west side. Why? So the Gemara explains, because the Shekhinah is always in the west, and a tannery produces a very bad odor and smell, and therefore you're not allowed to build it in the west. You can build it on every side besides Ma'ariv. And the Gemara continues that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "Bo v'nachzik toiv l'aviseinu shehidiyu mekayim tefila d'ksivu tzva hashamayim l'chamesh tachav." Come, let us give thanks to our parents, our forefathers, the men of the great assembly, who notified to us what should be the direction of davening. They said in Nechemya Perik Tes, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila say, Utsva Hashemayim L'chomish Tachvim, the hosts of heaven prostrate themselves to you. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what it says, explains, what does that mean? The hosts of heaven, the sun, the moon, prostrate themselves to you. Which direction do the sun and the moon prostrate themselves? Towards west. They rise in the east, and they set in the west. Why? Because they're prostrating themselves to you. And where are you? You're in the west. So here we know that you have to pray in the direction of the west. And then the Gemara attempts to dispute this interpretation of the verse in Nehemiah. And the Gemara says that the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel and of Rabbi Yishya and of Rabbi Sheshis is that Shekhinah b'chol makom, the divine presence is in every place. But the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and of Rav Avohu, is that Shekhinah b'mayriv, the divine presence, is in the west. And in fact, this has halachic implications. If one has to daven towards the direction of the west, according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and Rav Avohu, or he can pray in any direction, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yishya, and Rabbi Sheshis. The halach is like neither. We pray in the direction of the Har Habayis in Yerushalayim, whether that means west or whether that means east. If you're in America, it's east, and if you're in Japan, it's west. There's a similar Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, tells us that Antoninus, the Roman emperor, asked Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, why does the sun rise in the east and set in the west? And Rebbe told him what he told him, and then he asked again. And finally, Rebbe explained to him, "Kedei litein shalom lekona," in order to offer greetings to its creator. Shenemar utzva hashamayim lechamish tachvim. Again, as it's stated in Nehemiah chapter 9, the hosts of heavens bow to you. in order to offer greetings to its creator. Therefore, the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west to give greetings to its creator. Here again, we see the concept that the Shekhinah is in Ma'ariv. Now, what does this mean? The divine presence pervades every space, as the Alter Rebbe explained earlier. But nonetheless, there are certain places in which the divine presence is more manifest. And according to Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that place is west. The west of every single city, even though it might be east of and relative to another city. But the west is a physical territory that is specially conducive to the divine presence. Rabbi Moshe Cardavero, the famous Kabbalist whom I discussed last week, in his Erche HaKinuyim on Ma'ariv, in the entry of Ma'ariv, explains that the different size, the different angles, the four roots, the four points of the campus are rooted in the supernal spiritual spheres. And the Kabbalah explains that Dharam south originates in the sphere of chesed, attraction, divine attraction. Tzafon, which is north, originates in the divine energy of rejection. East originates in the divine energy of tiferes, compassion. And finally, west, Ma'ariv originates in the divine attribute of Malchus, sovereignty, which is also known in Kabbalah as the Shekhinah, the divine presence that pervades the universe, comes from Malchus. He discussed this in chapter 41. It's also connected with feminine energy. It's also connected with the source of all the souls of Israel. But in any case, the west is specially conducive for a certain revelation of the Shekhinah, which is the source of the energy that pervades the worlds. And this is what the Gemara is saying. The reason that each morning the sun and the heavenly bodies rise in the east and set in the west is because that is symbolic of their submission, of their surrender, of them prostrating themselves to the Shekhinah. And as the Alter Rebbe explains it, it means that their daily orbit throughout the entire day, which is constantly westward, is a symbol of their prostration, of their self-nullification towards Hashem. Their physical orbit towards west is an expression of a certain spiritual self-nullification towards the Shekhinah, which is expressing itself in a physical prostration of the sun and the moon and the other heavenly hosts towards west, until its final setting at the end of the day. Now it's interesting because the names east and west in Hebrew were coined because of this factor. Mizrach, which means east, means shining. Zricha. Because originally, when the people saw the direction from which the sun is coming, is rising, they called that Mizrach. Ma'ariv, which means setting, or also means night, was coined thus because in that place, that's where night emerged, because that's where the sun set it. That's where the sun set. So in any case, this explains why the pasuk says "Utzva Hashemayim l'chamish ta'achav." Now, obviously, you can ask that the apparent bowing of the sun is just its disappearance from view in the course of its regular orbit. You know, in the course of the regular rotation, the sun disappears. What does it have to do with bowing? But the discussion in the Gemara focuses on the way things appear to the human observer. And the conceptions, the natural phenomena, were meant to impress upon the observer. Since relative to us, the sun is setting, the sun is bowing, the sun is prostrating, that is because spiritually, this represents the prostration and the self-nullification of the sun to its creator. This is how Tosfos explains it in Masechta Bava Basra. Now, what's the point of the Alter Rebbe? The point of the Alter Rebbe is as follows. Even he who never saw the king doesn't recognize the king. But when you come into the royal court and you see so many extraordinary noblemen prostrating themselves to one man, it impresses upon you a fear. So the Alter Rebbe says the same has to apply to the Jew. Inside the text, he was talking about appreciating Hashem via the garments. Looking at the garment and seeing the king in the garment. Looking at the sun, looking at the world, and seeing and appreciating the divine energy that animates it. In the footnote, he's addressing even a lower level. Even somebody who doesn't know anything of the king, and doesn't recognize the king, knows nothing about the king, never saw the king, enters into the courtyard of the king, and he emphasizes the courtyard. He doesn't enter the place where the king is present, where the royal throne is, the chamber of the king. The courtyard of the king, which is a much outer place in which the king is not manifestly present, which is an analogy for our physical world. But there he beholds, in that place, he beholds how many a nobleman are prostrating themselves to one man. And the Alter Rebbe doesn't even say to the king. The Alter Rebbe says they're prostrating themselves before one man because in his eyes this is a man. He doesn't know the king. If he would know the king, he wouldn't have to appreciate the king via these people prostrating themselves to him. He knows the king is a man, but he sees everybody's prostrating themselves to one man. So that itself creates within his heart a certain sensation. So the Alter Rebbe says, when you look at the world and view the movements of the heavenly bodies, look at the drama that's going on every moment. Every single moment, the entire cosmos is prostrating itself to Hashem, according to how our sages view the cosmos. So this itself can ingrain and impress in the Jewish heart an awe and a fear of Hashem's presence. Even though he's not intimately aware of Hashem's presence, he doesn't perceive it within the world itself, but just the fact that he sees their sense of surrender, their sense of awe, their sense of prostration, that impresses upon him a fear of Hashem. A fear of that entity to which they're all prostrating themselves. Have a good night and a wonderful week.
To order additional MP3 CDs, call Heichal Menachem at 718-633-1076 or visit us at www.chassidus.com. That is chassidus.com.